Well, didn't it rain, children? God's gonna send the water from Zion. He's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, children. God's gonna send the water from Zion. He's gonna raise his heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
Welcome to the weekend, everybody. This is Ross Nielsen. The program is called Killer Tunes. I appreciate you tuning in. It's Easter weekend. For the next hour, we are going to get right with the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I've got a solid hour of amazing gospel music. This first track is by Jim Burns called Didn't It Rain?
Well, oh my God, got angry on his throne. The angels in the heaven, they begin to moan. Hold down angels, stir up a flood. Blow out the sun, change the moon into blood. Come back, angels, bar the door. For I declare the time will be no more. They tell me, great God, when it started to rain. The women and the children, they begin to scream. Knocked on the windows, battered at the door. Crying, oh, brother Noah, can't you take on more? Noah said, I'm sorry, my friend. But God's got the key and you can't come in.
Well, Noah was worried about the children coming in. But he wanted to hear the angels moan.
Well, didn't it rain?
God's gonna send the water from Zion.
He's gonna raise
heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, children. God's gonna send the water from Zion.
He's gonna raise
heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
Then it rained 40 days and nights without stopping. Noah was worried when the rain kept a dropping. He sent out a raven, he sent out a dove. Whoa. The water grew, God, it kept a coming from above. The timid little children the bird did seek. Whoa. But he couldn't find a land to rest his beak.
Well, Noah was worried about the resting his feet. But he couldn't hear the angels moan.
Well, didn't it
rain? Children, send the water from Zion.
He's gonna rain.
Heaven up higher, it's gonna rain. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, children. God's gonna send the water from Zion.
He's gonna raise
the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain,
it's gonna rain,
it's gonna rain. I want you to land on the mountaintop. Told old Noah, a rainbow sign. He said it won't be rain, but fine next time.
Well, Noah wasn't worried about the fire next time, but he wanted to hear the angels moan.
Well, didn't it
rain? Children,
God's gonna
send the water from Zion.
He's gonna raise
the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain,
the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain,
it's gonna rain,
it's gonna rain. Sure, God's gonna send the water from Zion. He's gonna rain, the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain. Sure, God's gonna send the water from Zion. He's gonna rain, the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, it's gonna rain, it's gonna rain.
It's gonna rain.
Went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray, but something quite unusual happened on that day. The church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say. Children, before you think of leaving, you better think about the judgment day. Now, everyone got nervous because everyone was hungry too. Everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And the preacher, he kept preaching. He said, now I remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention, or I might decide to preach all day. Now, everyone was getting so hungry. The old one started feeling ill, and the weak one started passing out. Young ones, they could not sit still, and the preacher's voice rose high. So I snuck up to the balcony, and I crept into the choir. And I begged them, brothers, sisters, help me, please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? Praise the Lord, I have a plan. And the preacher, he kept preaching. Long is the struggle, hard to fight. And I prayed, Father, please forgive me. And then I stood up, and with all my might, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now let's do the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. Yes, and I did give a signal. Yes, and I raised up my hands. And then joined with me the choir. Said, every woman, a child and man, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. The preacher, he stopped preaching, and a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him. A fork appeared right in his hand. Everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then everyone got really nervous. And the preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
And the mama's in the kitchen.
Oh, yes,
she's been there all day. I know she's cooking something good, so let's bow our heads and pray.
Sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread.
Now listen to what the preacher said.
Story.
Well,
children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll sing,
to the Lord let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says.
Time to
Oh, yeah, you feel the spirit in that one, man. I'll tell you what. Listen, before you get all freaked out and getting ready to turn the dial and stuff, calm down. This is great music. You don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to believe in the story of Jesus died and was put in a cave and came back to life. You don't have to buy any of that stuff to enjoy these music. It's just music, man. It's just good music. So if for some reason you have something against Christianity and you can't get over that and that doesn't allow you to enjoy these songs, man, that's an issue for you. That's a you problem. You know what I'm saying? That's not a me problem. That's a you problem. I will preface today by saying I do not personally consider myself to be Christian. I know it's a sensitive subject to some. It's not to me. I believe in living a good life and being nice to other people. That's pretty much the bottom line for me. So if you subscribe to that, then we're on the same page. I don't care where you have to go, what building or book you need to express that. To me, that's the basic bottom line. Be nice to people if you can. We all have moments of weakness, but for the most part, I strive to be a good person. So that first tune is Mr. Jim Burns, all the way out there in Vancouver, one of the great singers in our nation and anywhere, really. And that's Didn't It Rain from House of Refuge, which came out in 2006. Man, what an album that is. You want to talk serious gospel music. The backup vocals you hear on there is a group called The Sojourners, which is an amazing male Christian vocal group out of Vancouver, I believe. And, of course, that's produced by Steve Dawson. If you couldn't tell, if you know Steve's work, you know that was his work. It's unmistakable. Guitar playing and production sound on Black Hand Music and Black Hand Records. I believe Steve's down in Nashville now. I narrowly did my last album with Steve, but didn't come together for whatever reason. Sometimes that's how it goes. That last tune, Mr. Lyle Lovett, he's not scared of church. That tune is called Church. And man, if you don't get the fever for the flavor of the Lord on that one, then holy smoly, you might be a sinner. That's all I'm going to say about that. All right, this next tune coming up is called Glory, Glory. And this is on an album by a band called The Word. So The Word is a super group. I was going to say out of Memphis, but it's not really just Memphis. It's Memphis and New York, I guess I would say. It is the North Mississippi All-Stars combined with Robert Randolph and John Medeski. Their first album was out, I'm going to say more than a decade ago. Really wonderful instrumental takes on spiritual music. Just, you know, heavy-duty guitar, heavy-duty slide, heavy-duty organ. All these guys are monsters. They don't mess around. There's no pussyfooting around here. They're going right for the old proverbial throat. Anyway, they got their stuff back in a pile not too long ago and put out an album called Soul Food. I picked my copy up down there at Second Spin Records on York Street. I suggest if you enjoy this tune, you pop in there and see old Chris Hopper, no relation to Dennis, and ask him to order you one. It's a fantastic record, predominantly instrumental, but Ruthie Foster does guest on a tune, and this song also has Amy Helm on guest vocals, and this is an amazing, amazing performance. You can hear everyone just feeling it. And it's called Glory, Glory from Soul Food by The Word, featuring Amy Helm. Enjoy.
Jesus, when I lay my burden down.
No slouch playing there, just a rip. All right, no slouch playing there, just playful, joyous music making. Nothing wrong with that, if you ask me. Listen, so it's Easter weekend, and I always wonder, like, what the heck does Easter and Jesus and the Bible and church have to do with chocolate and bunnies and eggs? And so I took it upon myself to do a little research, and I wanted to share that with you today. Disclaimer, I did not look in a book. I don't own any books. I looked on the interwebs, so who knows if this is true or not. It was online, so, you know, you got to assume that it's true, right? It was on the internet. So what I found is, like, in pagan times, the egg, and I don't know if you folks know, but a lot of Christianity is, air quotes, gets borrowed from the pagan religion. But in pagan times, the egg was used to ward off evil, and it also represented life coming forth after, you know, after a long, hard winter, life bursting into spring, kind of a season of renewal, if you will. The medieval era, the eggs were banned or forbidden during Lent. So at that time, eggs that were laid were boiled or otherwise, you know, served to whatever. And the boiled eggs were the mainstay of the Easter meal after Lent. And they were a coveted gift for kids and servants alike, apparently. In the Roman times, the women would carry the egg on their person to tell the sex of their unborn child. And that was a little strange. And French brides used to step on an egg before crossing the threshold into their new homes. Old Polish legends attach the egg to the Easter celebrations, and one folklore tells of the Virgin Mary giving eggs to the soldiers guarding the cross, which held Jesus. So, hey, there's some tidbits for you. Decorating the eggs, I think that's pretty obvious that it became playful and aesthetic stuff. Of course, in Russia times, there I can't pronounce that, Fabergé family built 50, I believe 50 beautiful Russian eggs, coveted gifts. You know, so it only took a matter of time before eggs started being fabricated instead of using actual eggs from a bird. So eventually that, of course, turned to chocolate. So in the early 1800s, they were making eggs out of dark chocolate. And of course, then it was all treats. And by the late 1800s, like 1873, they started being mass produced, courtesy of my favorite chocolate company, Cadbury. Oh, someone bring me some Cadbury Easter eggs, not the cream filled ones, those little eggy ones. You know what I mean? So delicious. You know what? Up until the early 1900s, it was all dark chocolate. What a horrible existence that must have been for the people of those times in that era. 1905 was the invention of milk chocolate, ladies and gentlemen, the first milk chocolate egg to appear, 1905, and the people rejoiced. I just can't say enough how wonderful a day that must have been. I love milk chocolate. All you people who prefer dark chocolate, You're sinners. You're probably going to hell. Just, you know, ha, just kind of kidding. I don't believe in hell, but you're definitely crazy for liking dark chocolate more than milk chocolate, because I just taste it. It's obvious, right? It's obvious. All right, enough talk about eggs and chocolate. I'm getting hungry. Okay, so you can't have an Easter weekend that's kind of focused around gospel music without playing some Johnny Cash. I'm going to go out. We're nearing the end of the first half of the show. I'm going to go out on a double dose of Cash. I'm going to play a Johnny tune off of one of the legendary American recordings, an amazing, powerful, powerful song, simply titled Spiritual. And I'm going to follow that up and go out on the first half of the show with a song called When the Master Calls the Roll by Roseanne Cash. And this is on her incredible album released a couple years ago, The River and the Thread, one of my favorite albums. If you don't have it, seek it out. It is so, so good. Please enjoy these tunes. I'll see you after the break.
Jesus, I don't want to die alone. Jesus, oh Jesus, I don't want to die alone. My love wasn't true. Now all I have is you. Jesus, oh Jesus, I don't want to die alone. Jesus, if you hear my last breath, don't leave me here, left to die a lonely death. I know I have sinned, but Lord, I'm suffering. Jesus, oh Jesus, if you hear my last breath, once again. it's gonna leave me once again. All my troubles, all my pain, it's gonna
gentle, must be strong, with disposition sunny, just as faithful as the day is long, and careful with his money. And so the open letter read, the newsboy did deliver. 3 months later, calls the roll. Oh, my darling William Lee, take me to the altar. I don't have bride, the tides demand that I leave you with your mother, with my father's rifle in one hand and your locket in the other.
Lo, the season may come, lo, the season may go. Beware the storm clouds gather, take heed, mortal soul,
when the master calls the roll. Can this union be preserved? The soul boy was crying, I will never travel back to her, but not for lack of trying. It's a love of one true-hearted lass that made the boy a hero, but a rifle ball and a cannon blast cut him down to zero. virgin, you'll once I came, I'll see you when I'm younger. And I'll know you by your heels again, this time from 6 feet under.
Lo, the season may come.
Master calls the roll, though the storm clouds gather, let the union be made whole. When the master calls the roll,
Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Call him up and tell him what you want.
Already died for your freedom.
Tell him what you want. He already died for your freedom. Tell him what you want. Well, he already died for your freedom. Tell him what you want. You just call. Yeah, if you want your justice, you ought to
tell him what you want.
Yeah,
your justice.
Tell him what you want.
Tell him.
serve you, and I hope I've served you well. I've lived a life to join you, and now only time will tell. Won't you take my hand when you are worried? Take my hand when you're alone. Take my hand and let me guide you to a hand to lead you home. Father, dear father, pulled his car to the side of the road. Looked at his children with tears in his eyes and said, life is too heavy to load. So take my hand when you worry. Take my hand when you're alone. Take my hand and let me guide you. Sorrow, and I need a place to hide. There's nowhere else that you can put life but way down deep inside. I want to take my hand when you are worried. Take my hand when you're alone. Take my hand and let me guide you to a hand and lead me home. Take my hand when you are worried.
Take my hand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the second half of Killer Tunes. Today, it's Easter weekend. I'm your host, Ross Nielsen, hollering at you out of The Wolf, 95.7 FM here in Fredericton, and on the interwebs at 957thewolf.ca all around the globe. That first tune for this half was the legendary Mavis Staples. You can't do a gospel program and not play either the Staples Singers and or Mavis. And since I have played a bunch of the Staples before, I wanted to rock a little bit of some later stuff from Mavis, and that was from 2007's album called We'll Never Turn Back, produced by Ry Cooder. Wonderful album, dealing kind of a conceptual album dealing with a lot of the civil rights stuff that Mavis has spent her entire career talking about and bringing to the public light. That last track is a tune by Ben Harper and the Blind Boys of Alabama called Take My Hand, originally on an album called There Will Be a Light. That is the live recording from the Apollo release in 2005. Really awesome live CD of Ben and the Blind Boys doing their thing. And, of course, the legendary Mark Ford on guitar from the Black Crows and from my Desert Island number one album, Southern Harmony Musical Companion. That's a little bit of Mark Ford history for you there. It's Easter weekend. We've been talking about chocolate. We've been talking about eggs. I'm drinking a little bit of wine, you know, in honor of the Last Supper. Just kind of trying to keep it thematic here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you folks know, there's a wonderful new restaurant downtown where the Blue Door used to be, called Moco, and that's my friends Sean and Brian Foster, real good people I've known for longer than I can even care to remember because I'm so old. But they're wonderful folks. They run a real good operation and they serve delicious food. And the reason I'm talking about this, folks, is because they have rabbit poutine. It's Easter weekend. What's a little Easter weekend dinner without some rabbit poutine? Head on down there to Moco and just get some of that rabbit poutine in you and check it out. Tell them I sent you. Good folks, good folks. All right, we're gonna get into a little Tom Waits here for you. Can't have too much Tom Waits in the program. And, you know, Jesus is going to be here. It's going to be here soon, man. Real soon. Look at it.
with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world, with the trouble of this world. Soon I will be done with the trouble of this world. I'm going home to live with God. I'm gonna meet my mother over there. I believe I'm gonna meet my mother over there. I believe I'm gonna meet my mother over there. I'm going home. Sickness and dying over there. There ain't gonna be no more dying over there. I'm going home to live with God.
The amazing Sean Costello from 2008's We Can Get Together, Sean's last album before he left this world. What a talent. I know I've played his stuff before, and I don't feel bad for playing his stuff again. I'll play more in the coming episodes. There's no question about it. He's just he was such a great, great player, great singer, very soulful, and died tragically at the age of 28. I want to send that one out to my friend Nick Zildjian, the Zildjian family, in memory of great man Michael Zildjian, who passed away not too long ago. And what a great life he lived, and what a great man. I just wanted to say quickly that I was thinking of you guys when I was listening to that tune, and my heartfelt condolences to your family's loss, folks. We're at the end of the show. This has been, for me, it's been a trip. I love gospel music. I always have. Although I have never enjoyed church and preachy folks, I'm fascinated by religion. I do enjoy the stories, the fables, the lessons. I like all of that stuff. I just don't like people cramming it down my throat, and I find it hard to believe that there is a sort of omnipotent being living in the clouds looking after us of some sort. That seems like a stretch to me. Anyhow, somewhere in the middle, I think, you know, as I always think, the truth lies in between. So, having said all that, whatever you do, whatever you need, whatever you want to take hold of to get through this horrendous, crazy life of ours, that's okay. I cast no judgment. I want you to be happy. I want you to, you know, get through this world in a peaceful and meaningful way, and in a way that brings you joy. And if that way is to go to church, if it is to read the Bible, if it is to believe in God, then that is totally cool by me, man. Carry on. Do your thing, man. Do your thing. I will do mine, and we will still be cool together. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to say other than that. It's, you know, I say I'm not a Christian, but I believe that that is pretty much the Christian way. Maybe I am a Christian. I don't know. I'm not too worried about it. We're going to go out today on an old bluegrass tune. This is called Angel Band, and I ripped this off of the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. This is a classic bluegrass number and a classic gospel. I believe this is the Stanley Brothers doing this. I could be mistaken, though. I got to say, a year and a half ago, I was in, Toronto, Hogtown, as I like to call it, at some blues conference, and in the late hours of the night, we were in my friend Steve Mariner's room, and my other pal Jim Bosco was there, amongst many other crazy musicianeers, and man, did we have a time. At some point in the night, there was some jamming going on, and Steve pulled out his harp and asked Jimmy to accompany him on this tune, and it was one of the most moving musical experiences I've had, by far the most moving one that weekend. It blew my mind. Jimmy singing the high harmonies for Steve, and very passionate performance, and then the whole room was kind of hand clapping, and we were feeling the spirit, people. The music was moving through us, and it was a joyous moment. I will remember it fondly for as long as my brain works in that capacity. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been my pleasure to bring you another episode of Killer Tunes here on The Wolf, 95.7 FM, out of Fredericktown. I hope you've enjoyed this gospel hour as much as I have. I will be back next week, same time, same place. Thank you for taking time out of your day to spend an hour with me listening to tunes. It's one of my favorite things to do. Be good to each other. Love each other. We'll see you next week, everybody. Take a little listen to this Angel Band.
My latest sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strong